Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today's going to be a quick one, but I want to get straight to the point because I think that is important for people to know and understand this. Today, I'm talking about blue checks being verified, social media. I mean, a lot of people are not on social media, but I think more, the percentage is higher of the people that are on social media. But as we watch, observe, and get entertained by social media, we look at the blue checks, and a lot of people want to one day have a blue check. Now, the blue check is for being verified or having a lot of followers. Now, just know, a lot of people are paying for followers. It's just that easy. You can pay for followers now. Or you can work hard at what you do, and people will follow and want to know more about you. I ain't knocking either one, because everybody's trying to get it. But if you are really into what you do and you want to succeed, you get it the hard way. You just keep, stay focused and do better, 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 get better at what you do. People will follow. But if you got the money to go and buy follows, hey, be my guest. Go do what you do. And the blue check, it's just a blue check. I mean, I'm going to toot my own horn. I don't have a blue check. I'm not verified. But I'm very successful at what I do. I am very successful at what I do. I don't know what some people aim to do, but I'm good with what I do. I don't need a blue check. I'm going to keep customers forever. Now, a lot of times, these blue checks, it may not even be for what a person does. It may just be because they have a big name. Now, most celebrities are verified. But I tell you, if you listen to this podcast, don't get caught up into what celebrities do or how they live their lives. Let them inspire you to be where they're at. But don't spend a lot of time on social media talking about what they do. I see a lot of people want to post and repost what other celebrities do. I mean, if that's what you do, cool. I just don't think it's a success plan. I stay in my own lane to try to better me. I'm not worried about what everybody else does. But people will spend time in gossiping about what somebody else do, or, you know, comparing their life to this person. Like something, for example, I'm going to talk about this a little later. Like LeBron James' son. So what he did. He went to a prom. That's not your business. But if you can spend hours gossiping and worrying about that, it's taken away from time that you could have had bettering yourself. And these blue checks are Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Those are the main ones that I'm talking about. And me, myself, yes, I'm on all those sites. but trust and believe. They will not get over 5 minutes of my time. Because I'm too busy working on me, making me better. Now, one thing I will say that I do, I listen to different podcasts to get a message or whatever. I like financial podcasts. Sometimes I like stuff that make me laugh. But that's what I do. But I would never spend my time focusing on somebody else when I could be making Gerald better. And that's all I'm telling you all. Don't spend a lot of time just because you see a blue check. We're hyping them up more. We're putting more money in our pocket, their pocket. Because you're worried about something they post, something they bought. See it, let it inspire you, keep it moving, and get back to do what you do so that you can be better today than what you was yesterday. Work on you. And I know a lot of people have favorite celebs or whatever. That's cool. But work on you. For instance, if Mary J. Blige do something, I know thousands of people will focus on what she did or said for days. Now, I'm a Mary J. Blige fan. I like her music. I look at what she do, and I keep it moving. I don't have that type of time to be on somebody else when it's something in me or in whatever I'm doing that I need to better myself with. I could always be better. So all I'm saying is, you look at it for entertainment, move it on, keep it moving, but don't stay stuck on it, because most of the time those celebs, they are where they want to be. A lot of people are still chasing. And also, if it's something you're trying to accomplish, you don't have to post it on social media. Oh, I'm about here, I'm about there. Tell yourself that you're about there, because you're still wasting time trying to get approval from other people. Now, I'm going to give you an example. Back in the day when Michael Jordan was coming up as a basketball player, getting better and better. Now, it was no social media. So, I think that all Jordan could do was continue practicing and getting better. He wasn't out there every day on social media. Oh, I shot 100 foul shots today. He wasn't really talking about it, because he wanted it so bad. And that's what I'm telling you all that are listening today. If it's something that you want to do, don't get caught up in social media. You look yourself in the mirror every day, and you let yourself know what you want to do. You don't have to prove nothing to others. Prove it to yourself. And don't compare. You look at people as an inspirational bar. If they set the bar here, you tell yourself, that's where I want to be. But you don't have to keep going on their site, quoting, I want this, I'm going to do this. It's okay to tell yourself, you will get there. Focus on what's going on in your lane. Don't worry about other people's lanes. And that's all I have for that. Okay. I got to get into celebrity news. You know, Kevin Samuels just passed. And this is my thing. The man spoke the truth. Yes, he was hard on some people, but he spoke the truth. A lot of people that called him, they knew the truth. They just had to hear it another type of way. So if y'all are wishing death on this man, that's stupid. If you're wishing death, all it's saying that you don't like to be told the truth. And everybody has an opinion. Opinion is like an asshole. Everybody got one. Kevin had his opinion. Just because he spoke his opinion, you don't have to like it. But you don't need to wish death on this man or be happy that he passed. That's stupid to me. Okay, Roe versus Wade. That's the situation about women making a decision to have an abortion, which is stupid because a woman should be able to do what she wants with her body. But I find that more Republican men are the ones that want to control a woman's body. In my military career, I found this out. Most Republican guys didn't have sex with their wife a lot. They just wanted like that trophy wife. And now the men that are trying to make decisions about a woman's vagina are mainly the men that don't get much vagina. I say this again. The men that don't get much vagina are the ones that are trying to make a decision about a woman's vagina, which is stupid. Now, suppose you were raped by a relative. Why the hell should she have a baby and she was raped by a relative? Makes no sense. But y'all want to stop abortions. Shit is stupid to me. Okay. LeBron James' son is in the news. LeBron James' son took a white girl to the prom. People, y'all need to understand this. Now, if you want to play with fire, you start talking about somebody's son. People's children are off limits. I wouldn't give a damn if he went out with a green person. People will hurt you over their children. So that right there, you need to leave it alone. Now, a lot of people might want him to go out with a black girl. This is choice. Kids today are different. So y'all let LeBron's son be happy. That was his decision. That's what he did. I didn't see nothing wrong with it. Last but not least, baby formula. This, I don't know, but they need to do something fast because people are already playing. They're getting ripped off at the pump. And now, if it's a baby, can't even get baby food. You're having a tough time at the pump. Now you can't feed your child. I mean, this world, I don't know. Need to make better decisions. But they need to do something about the baby formula. All right. That's all I have. Thanks for listening. And thanks for telling somebody else to listen to my podcast. I'm having trouble with my voice today. But thank y'all for listening. Talk with y'all next week.